Can I get you something?
Get your mofo butter laying into the bone, jacking me up. Tight me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She gonna catch up on the rebound out of med side.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck her rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack. Chomp don't wanna help. Chomp don't get the help.
Say can't hang. Say seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains anyhow.
Liquor license?
What?
A lick her license.
Traveling. Speed of
life. Look alike.
131 proof, bud, straight up. I'm fucking wasted.
It's a fucking drug.
Look alike.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Look alike.
Hey, yo, kids.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
All right, welcome back, guys. Liquor license time, that time of the week. I don't want this fucking sound the whole goddamn time. Hang on.
What it do? What it does?
All right. Let's hope it doesn't make that fucking sound. This cold got me fucking bad to the bone. Cordero's going to do a lot of heavy lifting today, guys, because I'm still feeling like dog shit.
And whenever he said that, he's still going to do all the heavy lifting, guys.
I know. Remember. I haven't had a cold like this, honestly, in like a minute. This is a fucked up one. He had it, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, and it lasted for like 3 fucking weeks.
Jesus Christ. I think I'm at the end of it, but like, motherfucker, I know Luke has it, V-Ron has it. God damn, it is fucking, don't get it. Let's say that.
Don't get it. And have shit to do, too, because you really should be like resting, like laying in the bed, resting.
See, and you know what happens is, I started to feel like a little bit better, and I'm like, oh, fuck it. So like, I went golfing on Thursday. Because I'm like, oh, fuck it. Yeah, I'll go golfing and everything.
You sweating and shit?
I mean, no, not really. Because it was kind of cold out. I'm like, oh, I can go out and I can do this. Like, your mind tells you can do something and you shouldn't be.
Laying the fuck down.
Yes, I should have been just.
Should be laying the fuck down.
But yesterday was probably the worst. I was just achy and fucking, I felt like I just did like, tryouts for basketball practice or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was just, it was unbearable. And I don't like to take fucking pills and such. You know, like I should be taking like an Aleve or something like that. But nah, I wasn't doing it. And
a lot of water? Drinking a lot of water?
Yeah. Like water, Gatorade, all that kind of shit. Yeah. And, but today I got up and my head was like, the lady, one of my regulars said that, I look like I had a balloon, like my face was bigger because of the sinuses. So I took a fucking, I don't know if you've ever had this.
What?
Afrin.
Hell yeah, the spray.
Where you shoot it up your nose.
Right. I get bad
dude,
sinusitis.
Like, you know, like picture any movie where they do heroin.
Yeah.
And like you see the montage of like, you see the needle going in the arm and their eyes just like peak. As soon as I hit that Afrin, my eyes were like,
yeah.
Whoa, all right, now I know. And because a lot of people get addicted to that shit. Yeah. Like a lot of ex-coke heads and shit, they get addicted to Afrin. And I'm like, I could totally see how that fucking cleared me up like in a second. I was like, oh shit.
That's my shit. Every time I get sick, it's always a head cold. It's always bad sinusitis and shit. It's just right behind my eyelids, fucking hurting, swollen. Like, oh.
What, and you just rocked it. Now, you're not supposed to take that shit like that much, right?
No, it's like once every 12 hours.
Today was the first day I puked, but it wasn't like the reason I puked. I'm sure it's because of the cold.
Yeah.
But this dude comes in and stopped
like shit.
Stop if I talked about this. He's a homeless guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And like his scent is like in Anchorman. When he puts on the Sex Panther, the cologne, and he's like, it tingles the nostrils like that. This guy's smell is like something unearthly. I don't like onions, so when I cooked, I've never used onions. But I remember I was at my friend Rob Bass's house. Shout out to Rob Bass.
Rob Bass.
Uh-huh. And he's cutting up shit, and like I actually started like tearing up because I didn't, that's like a real thing.
Right, it is.
Like this guy smells like, I can't even describe it. It's like something that went.
It's a nose tingler.
I have to spray down the store every time he leaves. I get a fucking take Lysol and please, spray
this
down.
Is not derogatory towards homeless people.
No. The thing is,
and gay people too.
The dude, he's a very nice guy. He always pays.
See,
but even his money smells.
Oh yeah, I mean,
like he'll give me a five, and like it'll smell up the entire fucking register. Like, how does your money smell like that?
Because it's in the pockets that smell shit.
And it's not a shit. It's just a dirty.
No, it's dirty. Yeah,
it's just man.
Strong odor smell.
Again, he's not in there buying beer. He's not in there buying smokes. He buys soap. It's wow. Well, motherfucker, what are you doing with this? Are you eating it?
You're stupid.
What the fuck are you doing with soap? Because you're not using it to wash your body.
Oh my god.
There's been a couple times where, like, let's say, I've gone 2-3 days without taking a shower.
That's currently.
Okay. Too. And I don't even smell like.
V-Ron, you hear this shit if you listen.
I don't naturally have like a smell. I'm sure I do.
That's true. I could go some. Yeah.
I don't have
as
like
kids,
a stink.
They scared you so much with that shit. But as a man, it's probably you might go a day or two. You're like, I don't smell like nothing, you know.
But like, because a lot of like the antiperspirant, deodorant, all that kind of shit is like 48 hours. It's like, well, what the fuck, man? I mean,
it's rarely that I like, oh my god, no, yeah, never.
Yeah, like I don't remember the last time I caught myself. I'm like, oof.
Right. It's only when it's hot out here and your balls like really sweaty.
Yeah, like that's your asshole. Days, yeah,
nuts and shit and sweat so much, you got to take a shower. Like, fuck, man.
That's so on. On the sick shit, so like, I stayed over at her place on Friday. And I'm like, I'm just fucking laying down, and it helped. Yeah. Believe me, I felt good.
What you ate?
I took.
Got to eat too.
Like soup.
Yeah, gotta get some
like shit like that. Yeah, and a granola bar. I probably didn't eat enough, but like,
because you know, it's crazy. You don't want to eat, but you have to eat.
Yeah, I know. That's yesterday. I was sort of like, I forced myself. Eat something, but I had she has that Cody.
Cody.
It's like a app for your TV and you get like every fucking movie.
Oh, okay, no, I didn't know.
See, who that? Jody? Sorry, baby boy, guys. Go watch that movie. It actually holds up.
It does. Shout out to Snoop Dogg. That's probably his best role
who
ever.
Who talking? Jody?
That was his best
actually
role.
Says the N-word. I just do it.
Yeah,
I don't
was
the
best
say
word. Thanks for not saying it, white man.
You get him. Okay. Yeah, oh, shit. That's probably his best role, but he was good in Training Day too.
But he just had such a bigger role in Baby Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, like you were like, wow, what a dick this guy. Like he was an asshole. So I started watching Doctor Strange.
Okay.
I've been waiting to. No. No.
I didn't see it either. I wanted to see it though.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's like an alternate universe and wizards and shit. It's not. It was probably one of my least favorite Marvel movies before, like the X-Men ones. It really, like, it wasn't. It looked cool. The dude, what's his name?
Benedict Cumberbatch. He
was good in it, and it was interesting. And then what's the homie's name?
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
What was he in?
All kinds of shit.
Was he in the Jackie Robinson movie?
No, he's in Four Brothers. He was in.
Was he in Pacific Rim? Who am I thinking?
No, that's Idris Elba.
That's what I was thinking.
He was in Thor.
Yeah. Thor. Okay.
But Chiwetel was in something recently too, though.
The fuck yeah? What was that guy in?
Something big. They got nominated for some shit.
Oh, 12 Years a Slave?
12 Years a Slave.
Yeah. There you go.
White Man with the Wind.
Hey, I didn't like that movie.
I didn't necessarily like it either.
It was kind of stupid.
I'm off that slave shit.
Yeah,
we freeing our people over here.
That's it.
Liquor license. We letting everybody free. Free hoes, free men, free women. Everybody.
Hands up. We're doing it, guys.
Power.
All right. I can't explain how. It wasn't bad. Like I said, it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. But like.
Damn it. It was on DVD already?
No, dude. On this Kobe app. You could get the shit. Because
that shit was just. It's still in theaters, isn't it?
No, like, dude. God, like, damn. On there, they had Moana.
Yeah.
They had fucking Arrival.
I believe you because the fucking. I just seen a big press release that. Starting, I think, next year, all the studios, they're only giving the movies like 12 days in theaters or some shit, and then it's be ready for DVD. I was like, damn, that's
really
speeding the fucking process up.
That's kind of stupid because, like, a movie like Star Wars, that's going to be good for like 6 months.
Right. But I mean, that's just something that they say they're gonna be doing. Just rolling.
Do you remember, like, as a kid? I remember going to see, like, well, we talked about, like, Jurassic Park or like a big Batman.
Yeah. And it took, I remember the Michael Keaton Batman with my mom. That was that
first one.
That was a big deal.
But then it didn't come out in Blockbuster till like six, 7 months later. It
seemed like fucking years later sometimes.
Now,
like,
now I'm like, oh, this shit's already out on DVD.
Right. Yeah. But then, you know, and then they do the same day release on demand sometimes for certain ones and shit. So, yeah, but I think I actually wanted to see Doctor Strange. It didn't
hold up. I want you almost to see, like, I think, oh, Jesus Christ, this should just be a new segment of the show, Brandon sucking Luke's dick over something he said.
Shout out to Uncle Luke. What's happening, man? What's happening?
It's a tough story to put
Wait, are you stealing this quote from Uncle Luke?
Okay. Like, but the difference is, like, Thor is a tough, like, story.
I like the fucking haircut, too.
I had the haircut.
Nah, I don't know. I'm feeling that one.
Thor is a tough story to put on screen, but they did a really fucking good job of it. I like
Thor. Thor was Thor.
Because, like,
cool.
How the fuck is a Greek god going to come to Earth and shit? But they made it work. Job, right? This one, I don't know how, like, you know, the sorcery and these different dimensions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was wondering that from the trailers. I was like, you know, that's one. I know the backstory to a lot of the other ones. I don't know the backstory to Doctor Strange. So I kind of wanted to just see what the fuck was going on.
I'm not saying it's bad.
No, you didn't. I know. Yeah. You're just saying it's like fucking, you didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Like, yeah, like, it was just, maybe I had to, like, watch it again like, no. I know.
What's your favorite Marvel?
Out of all, Deadpool, maybe.
I like Deadpool, but I don't think that was so special about Deadpool.
That has the most over and over watchability. Captain America Civil War.
I'm with you on that one. Okay. That was some gangster shit. Yes. Shout out to the gangsters on that. That was some shit a gangster sit back, smoke a blunt, be like, this shit hard. This shit was hard.
The whole fight scene
I sat back and was like, this shit is hard. This is some shit. This ain't just Marvel hard. This is like, this shit hard.
I mean, it should have just been called Avengers 3. I don't know why it was Captain America film. I'm with you on that one. You know, and I'm like, God, and now did you see the new Spider-Man trailer? Iron Man's in it?
I did, yeah.
All right.
I saw that one.
Which is, I mean, Robert Downey Jr., I guess you're just doing fucking...
Shout out to Robert, making 80s on hundreds Man of millions, movies, right, on Iron Man.
This has got to be, like, what, number 7 that he's in as Iron
Shout
Man?
Shout out to the real Tony Stark, Ghostface Killer.
What's your favorite Marvel film?
I'm with you on Captain America Civil War. That was badass. I'm not going to lie to you. When I first seen that shit, I was like, okay. Seen the Captain America before that, and I wasn't really like, it was cool.
Which, the Winter Soldier one?
Yeah, Winter Soldier.
Okay.
And I was like, but when that motherfucker came and I watched, I was like, okay, they went up a notch. I like that shit. They came with a little more grittiness.
Supposedly, the dude I talked to who works for DC, he was telling me they got a Falcon standalone coming along, which should be pretty cool.
Right.
Because I like that dude. What's his name?
Then they got a Justice League. Anthony Mackie.
Yeah. Justice League. Falcon, they got... that's DC. I'm saying Marvel-wise.
Okay, okay.
They got a Falcon.
Black Panther
along.
Coming, baby.
Black Panther's coming. Yep. Yeah. And he already... This dude already got... Even though he works for a rival company, he said he read the script. He said it's sick.
Oh, I believe it. Look at all the people they got in there.
He says it's like... It's set in New York and in Africa. It's going to go back and forth.
I'm with him on Black Panther. You heard me? Shout out to... Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler.
Is that who he is, Mike? That was Michael B. Jordan who played him?
He's playing the villain.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy from Jackie Robinson, he's playing the lead. Yeah. And Ryan Coogler directing. Shout out to him.
On the Marvel topic, so I get bored at work, and there's only so many movies there you can watch.
You don't just watch porn when you get bored at work, normal people?
No. And
so you mean to tell me, like, the dude in Iowa at his desk who's watching porn, you're not sharing the same fascination with, I'm bored at work, let me just pull up some porn?
You don't understand. I'm not at a desk. I'm saying on the screen that is playing for the whole customers.
Oh, okay.
Normally, if a
football... Well, I'm sure some of them would enjoy that, walking
possibly. If a football game is on, it's on. Okay, whatever. Right. But if there's not, I'll put on a movie because...
The truth!
Huh? Ebo,
what you said?
I told you we're not talking about
Seahawks. No, I'm sorry.
Ebo,
I thought Pence said, Mike Pence passing through. What's up, Pence?
Ebo has a fucking stack of movies.
What's up, Pence?
They're all like Marvel related or like Finding Dory.
You know, I never fuck with you about sports shit. But I was like, I wonder how B took this shit. I'm not going to bring it up. But I'm just saying, I did say to myself, because I didn't watch it at all.
Well, I'll get into it.
Hold on. Okay. Let me say this. And all I watched Sports Center before I went to sleep. So then, the crazy part about it, I didn't know what happened. So I'm coming to get you just now, and they finally say the number of interceptions. I thought it was 3. 5 fucking interceptions. I was like, what the fuck? I thought it was picking on him. I was like, they just joking. Like, no, he threw 5 interceptions. I still think he's one of the best quarterbacks.
You know what it looked like? And I don't think this is the case, okay. But you know what it looked like? It looked like someone who got paid to throw the game.
But we know he's not.
But that's how bad he played. But
that's one of the throwbacks. You're like, the mob came in the locker room and like, not today, bro.
That's exactly how the game
went. Not today, Russ.
Anyways, all right, so let me finish on the Marvel talk.
Yeah, let's go.
So like you said, you never really kept up with the X-Men movies.
Yeah, right. I seen the trailer for the fucking new Wolverine, though. R-rated. That shit look like it's going to be hard as fuck, too.
Maybe, but I mean, he was my favorite character growing up.
R-rated.
All right, it might be decent. Anyways, I watched the Days of Future Past, which I've seen before.
Okay.
But it's so stupid. Like, Magneto killed fucking Kennedy. Because you could curve a bullet, and there's Vietnam, and Nixon is in it, and then there's like three different...
Not Nixon, he was in it.
There's like three different... There's like three fucking different timelines, and I'm like...
right, yeah.
I'm like, and then Professor X is like doing heroin and shit. I'm like, what was going on in this movie? Like, it's
like a hippie, yeah.
No, Apocalypse is way worse, but, I mean, this one was
bad. So you think X-Men is the one they do the shittiest job on?
X-Men First Class, that was pretty good. And then the first Bryan Singer X-Men was pretty good.
That one was good. I agree with you.
But, like, the Avengers blows them away. Yeah. I mean, every Avengers movie
has been... How do you think Justice League gonna stack up?
I think it already looks kind of stupid. To be dead honest with you, it looks kind of... I think Avengers set the bar...
very fucking high.
Justice League, which is a cool idea, but I just don't think it...
You like Henry Cavill as Superman?
He's okay. I don't like Superman in general.
Do you remember when I don't
like the character.
Right, but do you remember when we first moved out here and Brandon Routh was still Superman?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Do you remember?
God.
Yo, I'm not, this is no joke. I think I said this on the air, but not to you. There was a huge rumor when Brandon Routh was Superman and that they had to use CGI because he has such a big cock. So it wouldn't show through his fucking tights. That's not even a lie. You can look
Shout out to him though, but if he wear the Undome fucking drawers that you gave me as a present, then he wouldn't have that problem. Shout out to Undome.
Yeah, maybe.
Got a nice dick hole. I do like them for that shit. I'm like,
I told you. You've been wearing them?
Yeah.
All right.
Comfortable.
Well, I don't know. Maybe see Doctor Strange, see what you think. Will you see anything this week?
No. But I watch old shit whenever I get a chance. I watched The Siege, Denzel. That shit was cool, man.
Oh, The Siege, okay.
I almost forgot how good. That was a cool movie.
I remember that.
Blowing the buses up, the terrorists and shit. It was cool.
There's some of his... You know a movie I never saw that I wanted to, but he was like in a movie like once every 7 months for a little while there. Like right after Training Day. When he finally became... Because after Training Day was his first, like, I'm a bad guy.
Right.
You know, and then after
that was the first bad role.
After that, then he started to do
a
little,
a little dark side.
Out of Time, I never saw that.
That shit hard. Fucking that.
I'm gonna watch it.
You know they shot that in New Orleans.
Give me a log line on it.
It's pretty much. He's the top detective. He's trying to stop this guy who just blew up a carrier ship, and the special department of the CIA, FBI. That Val Kilmer is part of. They got this time machine, and
sounds weird, but
that shit is good. It's good.
Well,
it's good.
The one that I really
Ex-Uncle Lou. Shout out to Lou.
You know the one I really liked in is Man on Fire.
That's hard. Oh yeah.
Do you know that they use
that was a classic.
They use seven different film stocks on that.
I don't
movie.
Know, but I know Dakota Fanning was like
you know
a
because
little kid
they ran it like Luke's boss. Yeah. His ex boss. Like,
shout out to the boss, Rick
they,
Ross.
He worked on it, so they have all these old behind-the-scenes photos of it. And the scene where he's in the car, they had a whole track shot.
Yeah.
You know, before he throws
him
off.
He badass in that movie. I love that movie.
That was
a good movie. Watched The Siege. I just watched Out of Time. That's crazy.
You know what's a shitty movie that was filmed in New Orleans?
What?
Bad Lieutenant.
Oh, my God. That was one of the straight-to-DVD ones.
Oh, my.
That was one of the straight-to-DVD ones.
Have you ever seen the original with Harvey Keitel?
I sure have, yeah.
Show him how you suck a guy's dick.
Yeah.
All right. And
I got that one on DVD. Show him how you suck a guy's
dick. It's kind of a weird movie, but it's, you know, I like it. But that Nicolas Cage, Port of Call,
Nicolas still buying dinosaur eggs and shit and birds from Ethiopia and shit. What the fuck?
I really liked the opening scene where it was after Katrina, right? And there's all those, like, snakes and shit in the water. I thought that was sort of interesting because nobody really...
Nicolas was Ghost Rider, right?
Yeah. That was another shitty Marvel movie.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, it was a bad one.
That was before they got good.
Yeah.
That was before they start figuring out, like, you got to get his people more than that shit.
Yeah, like, there's shitty Marvel.
But he had to make that shitty movie for them to be good now, because he was one of the first, before we was, the comic took over.
Dolph Lundgren is the Punisher. I mean, that was a shitty fucking movie, but...
What about that other dude who played the Punisher? It wasn't Dolph, it was
somebody. No, that dude from Hung. God damn, I can't...
That was a good fucking show. Me and you, nah. We was watching that together. That was a good. I mean, I was on that show.
The
that
fuck
was
is that guy's fuck. Name? It was I don't the know, Punisher. Thomas
big,
Jane.
He had a big.
He
dick.
Was. He was in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, he had a.
Remember?
Big, and he had a big dick. Shout out to the Big Dick Bastards.
Did they show his dick on the show?
You remember they did something where
was it like Marky Mark and Boogie Nights? Where they
kind of I think it was like okay. Remember it was something in the backyard and he. Something happened. You remember he had the like lake in the backyard or some shit.
I never watched
like,
the show. I never watched.
You never watched Hung?
No.
What the fuck? I thought you just said something about Hung.
They said he's the guy in it.
I know, that shit was cold. No, that shit was. He was like a gigolo, like in a coach or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I know the premise. Good. Yeah,
but they had like a lake in the backyard, and he like stripped down. It was something crazy.
Oh, okay.
But it was one of them shows you knew, like, they give you one season of goodness, and after that, you was like, that's it.
There's a couple of shows like that, man.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's a couple of. Nip Tuck, I was really into for a
you
while.
You put me on that.
Yeah. Man. It was good until they moved to LA. Then it got stupid. When they moved to LA, it just
I seen
got
him
dumb.
They, on some website oh, like there 2 weeks
that's
ago.
That's another shitty fucking Marvel movie, is the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. But okay. I seen the dude from Nip Tuck.
The handsome dude?
He got all this, like, I don't know if it's Botox or what it is.
Oh, he got all that shit now?
Yeah, but he was.
Remember he played Dr. Doom?
He was a motherfucking pimp. He was on some other shit.
Mm hmm.
But yeah. The blonde hair chick, she was hot for a while.
Oh, she oh the
that
wife
was FX first big show.
No,
to me what?
Well, to you maybe, but I thought who? FX they had like no that, Sunny in Philadelphia. They had fucking
no, you put me on that too. But
no, with FX, the one I with mean, then Rescue Me.
No, Nip Tuck was the biggest before all of them fucking shows.
Okay,
you put me on Rescue Me too with Leary and shit.
Yo, Rescue Me is good.
Did you ever watch the one he produced on USA?
Your boy Lorenz Tate was in Rescue Me. I forgot well, about that. Yeah,
but you know what I'm talking about? The one. Dennis Leary produced about firefighters and not firefighters, ambulance workers.
No,
it was on USA.
No,
that's a good show.
But supposedly he has a new show out on FX. It's like about rock and rollers and stuff.
Yeah, you know? That one looked. I don't know. They don't like season 3. I never checked it out though.
All right. Well, sorry guys, we went heavy fucking.
Because we could do that, motherfucker.
You the dick. You the motherfucking dick, son. No, I was so close to watching Don't Be a Menace after listening to our last episode and. I couldn't find it in my closet. I'll have to look.
But it's right next to the porn and the fucking.
I don't have any porn DVDs.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You know,
remember I had a stack of porn in my in my apartment. Like people would come in there. Literally, I'm not joking to y'all. Like literally,
he'd rent them out.
Blunts and shit, and you could tell when somebody getting ready to leave. Like, hey, you mind if I take one of the movies? And I'm like, nah, go ahead. And I'm like, they're not talking about my 200 plus collection of. Deep mainstream DVDs. They go to the right corner and be
floor
like,
to ceiling.
Hey, I got pussies and holes, and I got a. I'm like, man, just bring my shit back. I don't care what you take, just bring my shit back, please.
Yeah, we were talking about Tony earlier before we got in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember these guys, they got me. I used to bowl with these dudes who work for Wicked Pictures.
Yep.
Okay. And they got me all kinds of swag, and they'd be like, hey, you want these pornos? I'm like, dude, I can just go online. They're like, don't take them.
You're the first person trying to convince me. Dude, I swear, this is in my apartment. All
right.
Dude. Okay, I know you got all these problems. Why don't you just go online and watch this shit? It's so much simpler. And I'm like, B, I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't have... This is before the internet blew up to me. The motherfucker used to be like, dude, you could just pull up. I'm like, B, it's a lot easier. Just put this DVD in this motherfucker and just watch porn. Like, you was the first person to try to convince me to watch online porn. And I was like, I don't know.
Now, hey. 10, 12 years later, am
man,
I right?
That's it.
Okay.
You was ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you're not.
You was okay. Ahead of the curve. Like
you're not out
slave.
There buying any pornos.
Nah.
Anyways, so the movie you're they
not
give
out
me.
Not buying any pornos.
The movie that they give me is Black Cravings 9.
Okay. I was going to say, maybe I took that one from you. No.
So as a goof, I gave it to Tony for Christmas. Like I wrapped it up and shit. Yo, the fucking dude. He would beat off to
I'm sure. Well,
Black,
why wouldn't he?
Black Cravings.
Columbus beating off the Black Cravings.
Black Cravings 9. Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. That one made me laugh.
You know what else?
Black Cravings.
Black Cravings 9. You got to do me your boy a favor and set me up for my segment whenever you get a chance. You heard me? Cause I want.
This is the most gangster shit of the week.
Yo, yo, yo. Y'all know what time it is. Time for the most gangster shit of the week. And this week I'm gonna get a little assistance from my homeboy.
Dirty player. By a sorry player. You don't do nothing. You come to the game, don't catch no passes. You come to the game to chop guys from the back. And he got the same agent as me. So when I see his ass in Atlanta, I'm gonna beat his ass.
With a play like that, you saw Chris go down, and it turned out bad, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But should that really irritate you?
Yeah, it don't matter how it went. He tried to do something dirty, so that's why I'm going to beat his ass.
You're not worried about, obviously, fines? Were you ready to get
ejected? Shout out to the most gangster shit of this week, my boy Akib Talib, who also recently, over the summer, I think last summer, shot his sister's boyfriend in the club because I think he had tried to put hands on his sister or some shit, and the kid went on some gangster shit. But yesterday, Harry Douglas came with the chop block on motherfucking Chris, what's his last name? I don't want to say Martin because that's Coldplay, but Chris Harris. Chris Harris and Harry Douglas hit him with a chop block, and the kid said, "We got the same fucking agent. When I see him over the summer, because you know they all train together and all this type of shit in Atlanta, right, I'm going to beat his motherfucking ass." And I'm going to tell y'all something. Be on the lookout because over the summer, we're going to have a video of you, of Akib beating Chris, beating Harry Douglas' ass.
All right, so that was him at his locker.
That was him at his locker. Yeah. With no clothes on, with his dick hanging, because he's naked and he's drying off. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
In front of the people.
Just saying he's going to go beat this guy's ass.
He said he's going to beat Harry Douglas' ass when he catch him over the summer in Atlanta. And that was some gangster ass shit.
Harry Douglas is a big motherfucker, too.
And of course, the motherfucking white reporter who said, "So you're not afraid about a fine?" And he like, "I'm gonna beat his motherfucking ass. You think I'm worried about a fine? I ain't worried about a motherfucking fine." So that's the most gangster shit of this week. I like when people do authentic gangster shit. This ain't fabricated. Nobody PR department is just like, "Man, y'all want to hear an interview? I got some shit for you. I'm gonna beat his motherfucking ass." So shout out to motherfucking Keith Talib for being a motherfucking NFL gangster. You heard me?
I didn't even see the hit.
Oh,
that he's talking about.
Yeah, he almost took his knee out. He almost blew it like completely out.
That's because Harry Doug is a big motherfucker, man.
Yeah, but and Chris, I didn't realize how small he is. So when he like went for the block, it was straight at his fucking knee. I couldn't believe he did it. Then he did an interview basically saying that's how he played ball. And I was just looking at him like he was so serious. And I was like, damn, you like almost fucked this dude. And he was like, "That's how I block." He was like, "You watch tape on me, that's how I block." And I was just like, damn, he's sticking with this shit.
You can't play the game like that anymore.
Right, yeah, and I think Talib, after he saw that, he probably like, "Yeah, I'm going to pistol whip this bitch."
What the fuck? Who? What team is he even on?
Akib's on Denver, and Douglas.
That's what I thought.
The Titans.
Okay.
And the Titans actually won.
Oh, I thought Harry Douglas was on the fucking Falcons.
He was. Till last year, he got traded to the...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, because I remember it was him.
You've been in the game, boy. You know what the fuck going on.
I know
what's Shout out to Akib Talib. You try to look that shit up.
What's like the...
I'm not making that up. He did shoot his girlfriend, his sister's boyfriend.
So how can he play football? Why is he in jail?
Yeah, gangster, baby.
Why is he in jail?
We ain't got time for that.
Ray Lewis wins the Super Bowl after he killed somebody, right. So...
Stab. I didn't do it.
Wait, I thought... No. What? Oh, it was a stabbing. Okay.
Yeah, it was stabbing. Yeah. He's like bodyguard.
What about your boy... Who like killed his girlfriend and like hit Ray Caruth?
Ray Caruth and this motherfucker. When the Panthers first got in the NFL, killing, putting hits out on bitches and shit.
Remember they found him in the trunk and like.
And the kid, that's why I feel bad about the kid. Yeah, his handicap and shit. And,
that sucks.
Yeah, Ray. Fuck you, Ray. Fucking ass with a big motherfucker.
He probably is right now.
Like, probably is sucking a dick while he's listening to this bitch.
Wonder Bread bag treatment, dog.
Wonder Bread.
Treatment, with some olive oil. That's what. What was I going to say? Oh
my God.
You know what's the least gangster shit ever? Is Plexico Burress shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah, especially
because he's got a gun.
I seen
his
the picture from that
pants.
Night. He had the baggiest fucking pants on that night.
Who the fuck just. Number one, you're Plexico Burress. You should have a security detail. Okay, you're like the biggest, at that time, in the top 2-3 receivers that are out there. And you fucking. You shoot yourself in the leg at a club, you jackass.
That's a great point you bring up. A lot of people don't remember. Plexico was on his way to being a fucking Hall of Fame wide receiver.
He was Randy Moss-ish.
He really was on his way to being a certified
this is, he
Hall
went
of Fame receiver.
Because he was awesome on the Steelers, and then he went to the Giants.
Yes, right.
And that's when he got all fucked up.
He was never like a fucking afterthought. He was like the man everywhere he was at. So,
well, that's least gangster shit of the fucking decade when it comes to football.
Plexico, yeah.
There was some pussy
and
ass shit.
And the bag-ass pants you had on that night, motherfucker.
Jackass. And number one, why are you wearing fucking sweatpants to a nightclub?
To the club.
I mean, what the fuck is going on here, man? I'm just... Okay, sorry. I digress. I think on the... all right, we'll try to wrap up sports, but I was thinking about Shaq because I saw his son, okay. You know, on Instagram, and his son can fucking hoop, dog. Yeah. Like he's not as big, but he has... It looks like he can actually shoot free throws.
Yeah.
You know,
he look like a Durant or like
Garnett. He's got that, yeah. He's got that build. Now, is it the kid he's had with that wife for like... Yeah.
He got like six kids with her.
Okay. I remember watching like a Cribs where
that's showed. Shawnee, okay. Shawnee O'Neal. She's also the creator of Basketball Wives, VH1.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the money is everlasting. The kids will be...
Who was the chick that said he had a small dick? Was it a Superhead or whatever? She put up that book?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, she's right around here.
How the fuck is that dude... Okay. Maybe for his body, but like, come on, dude. I'm sure he doesn't have a small dick. I mean, look at the size of the motherfucker.
I never had that complaint.
What about Shaquille O'Neal?
About my own dick?
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, shout out to Kenley Jansen. Just got 5 years, $80 million from the Dodgers. And
fucking right, did he really? I didn't see that.
My barber cuts his hair, and he went out to whatever island he's from this weekend and did his hair for the... Him and his wife had like a marriage ceremony. They've been married already, but they did like a...
Oh, that's nice.
So shout out to them. And shout out to my barber.
He seems like... Kenley Jansen seems like a class act.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like a very...
80 million, motherfucker. Cheers.
80 mils for a closer? You know what? You know how he got that money? Because the homie...
This postseason. Fucking... And no. Oh, your boy got 85.
That's why.
Fucking Yankees. Yep. Hey.
Chapman.
Man, I said
no. But he's not. But Jansen's not throwing heat the way Chapman is. Chapman throws 105,
Jansen,
dude.
But Jansen throw a fucking game like he do though.
Yeah.
And I was in the barber chair this weekend, and my barber actually left out on Friday to go for the wedding and shit. And I was just like, man, he ain't getting no less than 80. He was like, man, that's a mid. I like to see people win. Every time he done been in the barber shop, real humble dude. They got two kids together. Real just chill.
He's big, huh?
Oh yeah, that motherfucker. Yeah. Like about 6'3", 6'4" and
well, proud of the Dodgers to spend the money on, because that's what we need. And yeah. He is, besides maybe Chapman. Yeah, fuck, he might be better than Chapman.
I think he's gonna last longer than Chapman.
Yeah, because you know what?
Already 31. He only like 27 or something.
Yeah, but Chapman throws that heat. Oh, yeah, dude. Chapman sometimes like, I'm like, no, holy shit.
I like
shit.
Chapman. I just don't be beating any bitches up, Chapman. But he got that heat.
Jesus Christ, man! This is like the sports stars who
beat their
bitches up episode. Who else can we add to this list?
Let's see. It's a lot. It's, you know,
yeah, there's, you know, there is.
I'm right. Take care of your kids, Sean Kemp.
Yeah. You're 90 of them. Sean Kemp and the cornerback from the Jets, Cromartie.
Cromartie. Take care of your kids.
You can't even remember fucking names, man, on TV.
When you got to count them on your fingers and shit, take care of your kids, homie.
So I remember when Shaq, after his rap album, I want to see.
Which went platinum?
I have it. Shaq Diesel.
Shaq Diesel.
Yeah. I think Shaq.
You had the video game?
Shaq Fu was the video game.
Yeah. We had that in the hood. Somebody I know had it.
He had like the bald head.
Yeah.
But he had sideburns.
Yeah, he did. When okay. He was at the Lakers, he did that shit a lot. And I used to be like.
I'm like, not a beard. No. Not a mustache. He just had like, it just looked like. You go to the Halloween shop and you buy like fake sideburns.
He did that shit with the Lakers a lot.
I didn't understand what the fuck that look was. That was a weird.
I respected Shaq for just doing whatever the fuck he wanted to do.
But that was a very odd look. That's
no,
all
it
I'm
was.
Saying.
I'm with you. Yeah, it so was no connecting the beard.
The
right.
Dude, okay, that probably happened when I was in like 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah.
And it's not that I looked up to this guy, ooh, but this Jeff Szymanski.
Shout out to Jeff. Where you at, homie?
Okay, so he was like 3 years. He was in Luke's grade.
Okay.
Okay. And like once he hit high school, because it was a small school.
Yeah.
When he hit high school, all of a sudden, like, the dude was like, he was a Polack like me, but he started going tanning or something, shaved his head, always had on Jordans.
You showed me a picture. Didn't you show me a picture of this dude?
I don't think so. But he
showed me a picture of somebody who was like, this dude always used to wear J's and he was tan.
And he was fucking awesome. Like, he was.
Yeah, that's like, the dude. You told me that.
As a freshman, he started on the varsity team. All right, he was just a good basketball player. He fucked the hottest chick, Ryan Stock, in school. Everybody
where
wanted
she
to fuck
at? Ryan. What's happening, baby?
I don't know. I wonder.
They had them true players over here. LL.
I wanna, but he did that after Shaq did it. Then he started doing that with the stupid sideburns.
And so I'm he like, was shaving his head bald and just yep.
That was a that's a tough look, man.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
I mean,
hey, you summed it up.
Some that's people
a,
like
that's a tough look.
Like a
Kurt, like you can't even say no. That's a tough look, man.
Like a Kurt Rambis, like you got the goggles and the mustache. Like even that kind of flies. I'm all right
that's
with
a,
it.
That's a tough look, man.
But you just
hit him with
you
that.
Got a shaved face. You just shaved face, a shaved head, look, and you just got fucking sideburns. Coming, that's
I'm gonna give you the line of the week with that. It's just a tough look, man.
It's like that Wesley Snipes Nino Brown haircut that goes like six different ways to Sunday.
Hey, as fly as that shit looked on screen, I never was like,
how the fuck about to get that Nino. How do you even cut hair like that?
I never was like, I'm about to get that Nino. Nah, no.
That's when they're at the club and they're playing Slick Rick.
You know you'd like to get off of Heisman. I'm off sports, but you saw the Heisman shit?
No.
Shout out to Lamar Jackson, won the Heisman first time for Louisville.
But, whoa, he already won?
Yeah, it was this weekend, Saturday.
Oh, good for him. Desmond even Howard, though Teddy should have won. But.
It was Desmond Howard's 25th anniversary of his Heisman, so he cut his hair in a high top fade from back when he was playing. That shit looked fly. I was like,
wait, who just died? Rasham Salaam?
Yeah, man,
rest in peace,
dude. Let me tell y'all something, man.
Seriously.
If you a real gangster and you had a Sega Genesis and you had Bill Walsh college fucking football, that was my motherfucking squad. Rasham Salaam, Cardale Stewart at quarterback, and Michael Westbrook at wide receiver. I used to fuck people up with Colorado on Bill Walsh college football.
Shout out to Tony. He was a Buff fan.
You know he won the Heisman, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Rasham.
I want to say at the time, he was like the first defensive or special teams player to have won the Heisman in like years.
No, he was running back, motherfucker.
Yeah, but I thought he did special teams in the NFL. Who the fuck? Did he get drafted by the Broncos?
No, he went to Chicago.
Chicago, that's where it was. Yeah,
that motherfucker, man. I was
God, and he died in a fucking like someone got shot. He got shot in the back or something, right?
Yeah, I was still trying to figure that shit.
No, who am I? I'm thinking the dude from the Jets that got that. The running back from the Jets got shot.
Oh, Joe McKnight, man. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something.
Another one.
Joe McKnight.
He's going to keep telling you something,
Joe
guys.
McKnight went to school, St. Augustine, with my cousin. Me and my best friend were supposed to go to St. Augustine High School. It's an all-boys high school in New Orleans, Louisiana. The only reason we didn't go because we'd have to wake up at like 4:30 every morning to catch this fucking van to go to New Orleans. And I was like, man, that's kind of early for me. But we went to the orientation. We went, did the tour of the school, all this other shit. Joe McKnight was one of the best running backs in Louisiana high school football history. He's the number one ranked player. Coming out of school, he went to USC.
Trying to read an article. Why did he not go to LSU? Why did he go to USC?
He was one of the people who was like, Reggie won the Heisman. It was the running back system. Pete Carroll, they sold him on.
People's fucking sleep on Lindell White at that time. He was just Lindell as fucking good as Reggie Bush, man. Yeah. So go fuck yourself,
Lindell
everybody.
Lindell was on some gangster shit, too. I couldn't understand. Like, he would come in the job where we both worked.
Yeah, but he
was on some smoking blood shit.
I'm saying is like, those two together, you can't just say Reggie Bush. That's what pisses me off. Lindell was fucking, what do they call like thunder and lightning or something? That's what it was. And then Joe McKnight was the class after them. And then he never really panned out in the NFL, but
and that's what
he was good at USC. I'll give him that.
He was, but he wasn't as good. We thought he was gonna win the Heisman, like no fucking problem. Like
I thought what's his name? Oh, fuck, who? He was a quarterback for USC like 2 years ago. I thought he was gonna win the fucking Heisman.
Not Barkley.
After Barkley. No, Barkley. Yeah.
It was Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley. I thought he was gonna do it.
Yeah, he was like OC.
Man, When we moved out here, man, I see fucking
the shit.
Jesus Christ!
I remember sitting in the bar watching, like, damn, like this feel good. People was all excited.
It's like watching Alabama now.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, and people forget that shit. USC was Alabama.
But one big difference is USC was fun to watch. Alabama's boring as shit to watch.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. SEC football is boring to watch, even though I know it's the better conference. So is Big Ten football. And it's a good conference.
Just the buzz here when SC was good, though, was like some other shit. Yeah, it was looking forward to like, oh, we got to watch. Because me and you wasn't like SC fans.
But I would watch
like
a game.
Yes, we would sit down, get drunk, and fucking like be like,
dude, because we went through, I want to say Carson Palmer, the first.
No, we missed that one.
Okay, well, it went Palmer and then Liner.
Liner, yeah.
And then.
Bush?
Well, no, quarterback-wise, I'm saying. Because none of them panned out except for Carson Palmer.
Yeah, but who the fuck? But Liner was there for like 3 years. You got to remember.
Mark Sanchez. Mark
fucking, you're right. Yep. You're right. Yep. Sanchez did get a good fucking.
And remember Pete Carroll gave him the big fuck you when he said he was leaving.
Yep. Pete, so y'all got sneaky investigations Pete, going on? I'll be in Seattle.
No.
Holla at your boy.
Remember Sanchez left and Pete was like, fuck you, man. And then he bounced the next year.
Holla at your boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Sorry, guys. That was a. It's been. All right. Here's the description for the week. Marvel movie talk and sports talk. And
sports motherfuckers and, killing their kids and shit.
Black Cravings, number 9.
Black Cravings, number 9.
Careers in 11 and 12.
So, I was actually in 13.
Yeah, Shaq. What's the line with Shaq and the sideburns? That's a tough look.
That's a tough look. Like that quote right there.
I wonder if I can even find that. I'm gonna try
even
to
the way
find
you change your voice. That's a tough look, man.
It just is. A tough look. Because I always like Shaq.
Me too. I never had that. People be hating on Shaq, man. I'd be like, man, Shaq is the most friendliest. Like what?
Dude, when he came in the old spot, the motherfucker. He barely like I was like. Like, you know he's big, obviously, yeah. But I'm like, that's fucking ridiculous. Right.
You know the dude, well, the woman today who Trump nominated for something, she's nominated for whatever post in his cabinet, and she said one of the most amazing things was she walked into his office to have the meeting this weekend, and he has a pair of Shaq signed shoes, and he just loves Shaq. And Shaq, and it brought into perspective for me, everybody loves Shaq. White, black, racist, yeah. Bigots, everybody's like... Shaq, you know what I mean? Some black people got mad at him because they felt like, oh, he wasn't black enough, he wouldn't say different things. But I was like, man, it's just Shaq. Let the motherfucker be Shaq. Well,
since he was a different position, mm-hmm. Nobody could ever compare him with like a Michael Jordan. Right, but right. He's transcended that because he's done movies.
I'm with you.
So did Jordan. Yeah. He did rap albums. He had fucking
platinum rap albums.
Okay. Video games.
Video games.
Now he's a fucking... what is he on? TNT? Yeah. Yep. So, you know, the guy does this shit. Like, I don't know. Yeah, if you don't like Shaq, like, I've never met someone who's like, oh, that guy's a dick.
Right. Yeah, you know, like... You a dick. Suck a big fat
But
dick.
Again, as we always say, if they just would have stayed together, him and fucking Kobe...
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10, they won.
Everybody who lived in St. Mike's dormitory with me, I put my money down. I said the motherfucker's gonna win 8 out of 10 like it ain't shit. And I lost because they fucking fucked it up.
Maybe I should bring back that shaved head sideburn look.
It's all looked alike. It's just a whole.
No, you text me. You text me that we're the real MVP, and then I had to go back and watch a Durant one. And you know what? I'm not making fun of the guy. That was a very sweet.
But it's a line thing that
when he said
stood
that.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, you're the real MVP. That was nice. And when he talks about, sorry guys, what I'm talking about is when Kevin Durant won the MVP two years ago.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, he won the MVP 2 years ago. He dedicated the award to his mom. He said, you're the real MVP. You gave us food, this and that. And I thought.
They made a Lifetime movie about her life too this year.
They did?
Oh man, yes, yeah.
Why? What was bad about?
She just did a lot, you know. I don't even think her shit was that bad. Like, cause I watched it and I was just like, You know, she cared for her kids, you know, but it was just that fact that he is doing so well that it was like, let's throw this out there.
I gotcha. Yeah. That makes sense.
His dad would come in and out of his life and shit.
That sucks.
Yeah. But I mean, now they're cool, you know, the dad's there and shit.
Of course. Did you like my intro on the last one?
I did.
I had to sit there and watch it. I fucking teared up. I forgot that was Ben Vereen.
Man, I told you that shit, man. When that change gonna come shit, man, you don't even know what buttons you push with that one. That was...
No, it touched me. I did after we did the podcast last. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, this will be Brandon's fucking embarrassing moment.
Oh.
Which we have weekly. We did the pod. I'm listening back, okay, like Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday, Thursday.
I listened to this one fast. As soon as you sent the text, it was up. I don't know where I was at, but I immediately listened and I just was like, y'all motherfuckers.
We're going. And I'm like, you know what? I said, I'm going to test myself. And I put on all the songs I said that make me cry. Yep. And every one of them made me cry. Yeah. Like, it actually...
Proud to be an American. At least I know I'm free.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it because I'm going to get upset. I was going to... Like, I'm not talking about it.
Proud to be a 12 man.
Okay.
Even when I thought I'm surprised
you
didn't...
After me sending you the list of shit to talk about. How did you not question this one?
Which one?
I'm pretty sure I never sucked a cock.
I saw that one. It didn't really raise my eyebrows like I thought it would have. Because I read it and I was like, it's some ulterior motive behind this. I was like, I wonder who he had a conversation with that he was like, I'm pretty sure Okay, let me say this. Let me say this. I don't know how much time we have, but let me say this.
We got time. Take your time.
When I saw that, this is what it reminded me of. Somebody I know who I worked with on a past project. And we got pretty cool and shit. And we were sitting talking one day. And, you know, when the drinks start flowing and shit. And, you know, everybody, I don't know how this came up. But everybody on the production was like, you know, they did this, they did this. And he was like, I'm pretty sure I smoked crack a few times. And I was like, damn, you smoking crack? Why? It's like, and then he broke it down like it was in the middle of nowhere and something happened and blase, blase. And somebody passed him a crack pipe. And I was like, what? And he was like, I guess you can like relate that to somebody like
I think that
getting
I,
fucked in the ass, but they didn't plan on getting fucked.
I was like, think I smoked crack before as well.
See what I'm saying? I'm like, and I was like, how?
I don't know that it was crack. It was at a Roots concert. In what's the Chronic?
The Chronic is Kush weed. That's just weed.
But I thought they had coke on top of it shit.
That's a
what's that called?
P-Dog. Like a
you just make it up.
They call it P-Dog. No, they call it P-Dog. When you lace your weed with coke and shit.
I thought that was the Chronic.
No, man. Chronic is just weed. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay. All right.
You saw the Chronic album, a big ass weed plant on the motherfucker.
No, okay.
You want a weed plant sprinkled with fucking
do you ever, okay, crack? Okay, this is what I'm saying. All right. Like, I'm 99.9%. I've never sucked a cock.
Okay. What's the other percent? What's the point?
Because, like, is there any part of you where, like, there's shit that you kind of, like, shut out that, like, all of a sudden one day that you just.
Definitely not sucking a cock.
I'm definitely not a gay guy.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I never got that vibe from me.
No. And, like, I'm telling you, I don't know, dude, there's times where I'll think of something and be like, wow, that's fucking weird. That so I'm like I said, I'm you know, fuck
what,
it.
What wait, hold on, what brought it up? Tell me the fuck.
I don't know. I just was thinking of Veronica asked me
if you ever sucked a fucking cock?
No, no, like if I ever was involved in gay shit and I
damn V-Ron, what vibe was he giving off that
see,
day?
See, I would tell you the story, but I have had a gay situation.
Oh shit.
All right. I never kissed a guy. Okay. Yeah.
This is exclusive. I never heard this before, y'all. And
I'm going to go quick because the audience has already heard this fucking three times.
I never heard this.
Looking good.
All right. I go to my buddy Pete Capone's house. I make the
shout out to Pete Capone. All
right. I go to his
house. That's a porn name, by the way.
And we're probably like 12, 13.
Okay.
And he's in his bed, like, no shirt on shit, but, like, covered up with, like, a blanket. And there's a belt on the ground. He goes, yo, can you grab me that belt?
Okay.
And I go to grab the belt, and he's like, just pull on it. And the belt is connected to his cock. And so, like, I'm kind of, like, beat him off with the belt. And I didn't know this. So I'm like, okay, this is fucking weird. And I bounced. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And I didn't think about that for years. Oh, so, like, that was some kind of gay shit.
Well, hey, I could take that semi-gay shit, but that's not really...
I didn't know. I didn't know.
Pete trying to do?
I guess he got molested by his dad and shit when he was a kid. So, and then, like, he just lived with his mom. So he was, like, kind of fucked up anyways. Allegedly.
But you didn't know that you was just...
I didn't know. He's like, pull it. And I am. And I, like, see his face kick, like,
oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I dropped it. And now...
That's why I only fuck with Al Capone, you heard me? Fuck Pete Capone.
Hey, didn't Al Capone die of fucking a sexual transmitted disease?
Either hepatitis or syphilis or something.
Syphilis, that's what it was. Yeah. He went like fucking nuts at the end of his life because of syphilis. Because they wouldn't let... I thought they were going to treat him or something. And he said no. He like denied the treatment. Yeah. All right, so...
That wasn't...
All right, you know what?
It could have been a lot worse to choose...
No, there's... Listen. I'm not saying gay shit. I'm saying like a dude, one time I'm taking a piss, checked out my pecker and was like, hey, that's not bad. And I'm like, thanks, man. Like that's...
Oh, my God.
But I know, I don't know why I even wrote that down. Because she had asked if I had ever done any kind of...
But what the vibe is she on when she's asking that?
I don't know. She was wasted. No, she wasn't wasted. I don't... Because I had asked her... Because she's done gay shit.
I mean, yeah.
No, because she's...
But with women,
she's
it's
so,
like sexy. It's
she
like
she thinks sexy. I'm so weird because I don't want to use fucking cock rings and I don't want her fucking finger in my asshole. Like, why is that weird? I don't want that shit.
You let her lick your asshole?
I mean, that I'd allow, but I don't want a fucking finger in my asshole. I don't dig that.
A tongue is on the outer rim.
I could handle that. But no, she says I'm such a prude. And she's like, well, if I got you a fleshlight, would you fuck it in front of me? I'm like, why? When you're here, I'd rather fuck you than a goddamn toy.
Yeah, we won't fuck with them toys.
I don't get it. I don't get why you'd want me to do that in front of you.
This Babies R Us. This ain't Toys R Us,
you
heard me?
And I remember I told you the fucking... You did. No, what's the super head honcho? You know, right. I don't want it. I don't want
this. We don't need no turbo plastic pussies. We need the real pussies.
Yeah, if you want to use your fucking BOD, your bag of dildos, go ahead. I don't care about that shit, but I'm just saying.
You got that BOD, huh?
You heard?
Damn.
The bag of dildo. Don't kill him. I mean, I don't mind if a chick uses a fuck.
Me neither. Enjoy the show.
Hey, go to town.
Yeah. Shout out to J.K. Simmons for dicking these hoes raw dick.
Hey, shout out to Miles Teller, who I met this weekend.
Dicking these hoes raw dick, too.
He might be a gay. Maybe. He kind of had that. He came off a little bit like that. And I'll tell you.
I don't know him, but B.
I'm saying when I met him. He had a belt and a blanket, and he said, can you pull this? Can you pull the belt? All you guys out there, all my liquor or all my LGR listeners, I know you heard that story before. Creator had just never, yeah, I never heard it. That so story. I'm sorry. It's a terrible shout story.
Tony Capone?
Al.
No.
Pete
Capone. Shout out to Pete.
Come
Capone.
On. I should not be saying these names.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
And then the homie Andy Bloomberg used to be like best friends with him. And I like wanted to ask him one time if like he ever had pulled that shit on him, and I kind of brought it up, and he kind of gave me like a weird eye, like it had been kind of.
We don't talk about that. Like,
yeah, that guy was definitely sexually advanced at a young age and was into some
other shit.
And now, then he got married and had kids and shit. So,
okay. I hope you ain't listening to this shit.
Who the fuck is listening to this shit?
I don't know. Pete Capone. Hopefully your teenage kids ain't listening to this shit. Best show ever. I don't give a fuck what y'all saying out there.
This is the gayest shit that doesn't involve penis that I've ever done.
Okay.
All right. Is.
Oh, shit.
I used to go. Oh, we used to go to this Chinese. No. I didn't kiss anybody or anything. All right. So, we used to go to this Chinese restaurant, and they had the oolong tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I really liked it. And so my dad bought like 100-pack of the shit for like...
Oh, my God. Costco pack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For like $4. So with Pete Capone and a couple other guys, T. Lish.
Pete's still in this store.
And T. Lish, who you've met.
Yeah, I did meet
T. Okay. Now, him and I never did anything gay. So
do I need to say me and you never did nothing gay neither?
We never did anything gay. Right. We were close one time, but I didn't come over that night, so it's fine. We could have been fucking. We could Eiffel Tower.
Okay, come on.
So after soccer practice, every day these dudes would come over: Greg Grimes, T. Lish, Capone, and I'd make tea. And we'd have those Tina's burritos. And
crumpets.
And no, we'd have Tina's burrito. You know, those like, you get like 3 for 45 cents. Yeah. So we'd have tea and fucking burritos in like 8th, 9th grade.
That's not really gay though. That's just like.
No, I'm just, I didn't mean gay.
You being like, a homemaker. That was like, you were always a homeless.
It was odd. Bro. I mean, like, who the fuck is tea? I would have been like,
man, fuck this tea. But fucking.
Everybody was sort of into it.
What the fucking sports drinks?
you're the black kid in the orange in the Sunny D one. Like, oh, I got purple stuff.
Man, I don't want that red shit with the sugar. I don't want this bullshit. You don't want calcium fortified ass shit.
You don't want the oolong tea and fucking microwave burritos.
So calm, man. What the fuck y'all drinking of? Oolong tea. What the fuck?
What is wrong with me? Why would I even write?
This boy is awesome. Maybe I never sucked a cock.
The exact line is, I'm pretty sure I never sucked a cock. I mean.
Well, that's better than, you know. You didn't do it, though. If you know you didn't do it.
I know I never fucked a guy or got fucked. Okay, and I'm pretty. I'm
Veronica, you are to blame.
Because there's got to be parts of your life that you forget certain shit, either because they're traumatic.
That's true.
And I'm thinking back about it. And when I went, I was seeing a shrink for a little while, like about 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I went like 3 or 4 times. And like she would try to get this shit out of me, and I was just like, I'd never cry, I would never like break down. I would just be like, no, I've had a pretty good life. Yeah. Like I'm a pretty basic guy, right. You know. And then I don't know why that I decided to write that. I guess maybe in case we needed comedic assistance on this one, but I'm pretty sure I didn't. I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure Aqib Talib never sucked a cock either.
No, fuck no.
He's gonna beat Eric Douglas.
If you
ass.
Don't even say it, because he'll fucking come fuck you up if you say that he's getting close to cocks.
Man,
what happened to your boy Michael Sam?
Dang, what did happen to him?
I mean, that's a dude who sucked a guy's cock.
He had a boyfriend and everything, got drafted. Yeah, kissing the kiss, dude. Yeah. All kind of stuff.
Remember, that was a little twinkish white guy, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He probably.
What the fuck? They're probably right down the street somewhere, too. Like right here.
No, like right down the street. Like, yeah, West Hollywood.
Yeah,
like,
they're probably like, yeah, we're right here.
Shit. Like, okay. Just. What? All right, just listen.
Yeah.
All right. I'm saying there's never a time like you're driving, you listen to a song or something. And something pops in, like a memory pops in your head, and you're like, holy shit, I haven't thought about that in fucking 22 years.
Yeah, that him.
Okay. Yeah. What's like the weirdest one?
It's probably some ugly chick I fuck.
Okay.
That'd be, yeah. Yeah. Like, I fuck some, when young, you fuck some ugly. Some shit you like, damn, why
and they,
you did
they
that?
Just got like a bush. Like it just, yeah, like a motherfucking, yeah. Yeah. Coming out the underwear and shit.
And it's like, why you did that? They're like, I was horny. Kid.
Damn. Is there like one you could picture right now? Yeah, you know, and you're like, I should not have.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. How old were you?
Fucking high school. Definitely.
Did you ever fuck in front of another
wolf pussy?
Have you ever fucked in front of another dude? Not like, you know, like say he's fucking a chick and you're
fucking.
Like a lot?
No. Oh. Like once or twice, yeah.
Like in college or?
Yeah, that whole. Yeah.
Okay.
That was a cold experience, yeah.
That must have been weird. Come on, expound.
Nah, yeah, one, we was in the same hotel room. That was early. That was orientation freshman year of college. That was
God
the first
damn.
Time.
That sounds like a fucking, like they're recruiting you to play basketball and they're giving you chicks to fuck.
It was pretty
cool. Were these chicks already in college or were they also?
Yeah, they were in school. Okay. One from San Antonio and one from Houston. Yeah, I remember this shit, yeah.
God damn, I'd fuck any chicks in college, man.
Oh my God.
No, I mean, I did, but like.
Man.
No, I did, but she wasn't in college. She was in high school still.
Yeah.
No. You know, I'm.
Oh my God. Yeah, we know what's up.
Come
about.
On. Every girl I fucked has been at least my age or above 18. It's not like I'm fucking 12 year olds.
Yeah, I never said you were.
Would you.
You're fucking crazy. Oh my God. Yeah, that was pretty much like a He Got Game scene.
Yes.
Like a double bed.
Which, I'm not going to get into, but they should make that a fucking movie. They should make that a movie.
I was so confident about, like, they were so comfortable having sex in beds next to you. I was like, wow, people do this. Like, yeah, it was cool.
And they were friends?
Yeah,
they and were. You guys were friends? Who? Yeah. Who? Yeah. What? Never mind.
Don't matter.
No. I'm going to ask
that
you
man
that.
Married and shit. Yeah.
I gotcha.
He is married.
Gotcha. Yeah, but he doesn't listen to Liquor License. He
might not. His wife might just Google my name. Okay.
I don't use your full name. If you guys want to know his full name, just text
Stone me. Ripper. That's my full name, bitch.
Nice. No. Well, what else is good? You got anything?
Man, life is good. Shout out to all the gangsters. Shout out to all the homosexuals. Shout out to all the peacekeepers.
You the real MVP.
You the real MVP, B.
See, you know what? I already did the intro, so I should have put that on there.
You the real MVP, B.
You know who is? You know who's the real MVP? The smelly homeless guy. We talked a lot of shit.
We did.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, audience.
And once again, you say he needed me to carry the load, and he just brought it on home.
Well, it all kind of fell to shit once I said, I'm pretty sure I never sucked a cock.
But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to back him up. I'm going to give him my vote of confidence. He didn't suck a cock.
Yeah. So. I don't even think. I might have, like, touched a guy's cock, but, like, joking around. Like,
that's
you know,
coming. Yeah, people used to hit each other in the nuts.
Yeah,
that
kind of shit.
Thing.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was like, oh,
or like
oh, you, Nats, oh! Yeah. He'd be like, God damn, man.
Yeah, so I'm sure I've done that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm almost 100% on this. I might have to go to a confession after this.
Damn. Shout out to Father Sullivan. Rest in
next,
peace.
Instead of Mike Pence calling back in next time, I should just have you as Father Sullivan, like, interview me.
Man, we're not going to have Pete Capone calling because he's like, dude, why the fuck would you say that? My kids heard that shit.
I don't know. And then he got arrested because he beat up his wife. Yeah, that dude had, like, a strange life.
Pete, get it together, motherfucker. Please. Yeah.
He's not, I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen this motherfucking guy in like 15
years.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Is there anybody like, you haven't seen in years that you kind of think, like, what the fuck is this guy?
Yeah, a lot of, oh, a lot of people, yeah.
Because they don't have podcasts and then outlets to let you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like talking about the liquor store and fucking homeless people and...
And the old jobs they both worked at.
Yep, yep. See? That's the outlet. You... Ah, fuck. God damn it.
What?
All right. That was the... I had asked you, had you seen a movie... Like, not this episode, last episode.
Yeah.
If you had seen a movie that made you feel like emotional, right. And you said you were going to think about it, but then you never answered it, I cut you off.
I told you Malcolm X. I did. I said that in the last. That's why I said the song.
Oh, okay. No, you had just watched that. Yeah, all right. That is a goddamn good movie.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Your hand on my pocket! Pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow, pow. Fuck, see, I got all these great intros and I already have mine lined up.
Ooh.
All right. Well, let me just do it. You know what? In this episode, guys, we're saying 99.9%. Brandon can go fuck his own face.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let's do it. Kanye West, come on, turn me up. And Black Door, come on, turn me up. And Terry Brown, come on, turn me up. And Tell him why I'm eating that. Gorilla Monsoon rap, all the shorties like, who that? Got the whole crowd like, how you do that? Nigga, you get smacked in your blue, black, and your crew. Give me that, like, true that. We come through and all the shorties like, who that? Got the whole crowd like, how you do that? Nigga, you get smacked in your blue, black, and your crew. Give me that, like, yo. I hit these MCs with the grip of death like I was a Vulcan. Ain't a lot of ifs and ands, it's just straight talking. It's hard to swallow at times, so take portions. Biting off more than you could chew, create orphans. MC species endangered like dolphins. Rappers is spitting nails into their own coffins. Here come the Dundee Moons rocking on shit. Black Thought quit playing in close and back and forth for Ali. Spruce of the tree, Bruce of the lead, the real MC. That your favorite rapper used to be. One by one, a knock him out like Schoolie D. My rhymes and eulogy. A bleak and move a tree before you think you're moving me. A black and blue MC. Acting new and me can smack stupidly. They lack skills like the black community lack unity. Still my rhymes hurt like Ali the phrase. To book the stage, to shout, to cry, leave. Boom, these four MCs came to get down. Rearrange the rap game, change your whole sound. Nigga, you got to understand the plot to moving and grooving and always improving a lot to. I'll outbox the average Porsche, box the tour. Break the bank on some old Frank Sinatra. Slash I-Town, slash Philly, catch the blast from Deliver, you can get slapped. Silly Monsoon rap, all the shorties like, who that? Got the whole crowd like, how you do that? Nigga, you get smacked here, your blue, black, and your crew. Give me that like true that. We come through and all the shorties like, who that? Got the whole crowd like, how you do that? Nigga, you get smacked here, your blue, black, and your crew. Give me that like true that. Okay, my sound trenches, each out of five senses. And hold a shot value up, electrify fences. It's you for consequences, ride with us or against us. Is you a dedicated soldier or you a princess, dog? I'm in it to win it and not for the wealth. Got a crib with a Grammy and a gat on the shelf. Me and nigga competition got to battle myself. And me and Quali on a mission here and battle for hell. From natives walking the trailer chairs to players sipping Belvedere. We always come to well prepared and all my dogs smell it there. Plus even my niggas from the Bay, they say you hella scared. Truth and consequences in all senses, we well aware. Style underdeveloped there, hell if I care. Well, hardship you claim to see, but I can tell by your stare. Nigga, you fool gazing, saying your crew blazing like saying Miss Cleo is a true Jamaican. Gorilla Monsoon rap, smell of fumes, get in tune with it. When I attack your city, y'all gonna think Dr. Doom did it. Spit it like white trash and seat spit contest. With a vendetta to send a better letter bomb to Congress. I'm pissed. Cumulus clouds are ominous. Words of the fool, the rawness that I restore your calmness. Unless you wanna leave leg and armless. That's power belief for those who believe in wrong grip. Monsoon rap, all the shorties like, who that? Yeah. Got the whole crowd like, how you do that? Nigga, you get smacked here, your blue, black, and your crew. Give me that like true that. We come through and all the shorties like, who that? Got the whole crowd like, how you do that? Nigga, you get smacked here, your blue, black, and